The gospel passage we reflect upon today gives us a picture of the passion, suffering, and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the gospel according to Mark, we witness the betrayal of Jesus by Judas, the Last Supper, where Jesus institutes the Eucharist, his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, and his arrest and trial before Pilate. We are drawn into the heart-wrenching scene of Jesus' crucifixion and death on the cross. It is a narrative that evokes deep emotions within us, prompting us to contemplate the great love of God poured out for us. In the second reading, St. Paul articulates the humility and obedience of Christ, who, though being in the form of God, emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and humbled himself, even to the point of death on a cross. This passage invites us to ponder the mystery of the incarnation and the self-emptying love of Jesus, who willingly embraced the suffering of the cross for our redemption. So as we accompany Jesus in his journey to Calvary, let us not be just spectators, but active participants. Let us enter into the depths of his passion, allowing his love to penetrate our hearts and transform our lives. Let us especially contemplate the depths of his humility and obedience, which challenges us to humble ourselves and follow his example of love. As I said, Palm Sunday marks the beginning of the Holy Week, a time of intense reflection and a spiritual renewal for us. As we wave our palm branches and acclaim Jesus as our King, let us also be mindful of the path that lies ahead, the path of the cross. Let us walk with Jesus, bearing our own crosses, and we do have many of them, trusting that through his death and resurrection, we too will share in his glory. May this Holy Week be a time of grace and transformation for each one of us, as we journey with Jesus from his triumphant entry into Jerusalem to his glorious resurrection. Let us enter into these sacred mysteries with faith, hope, and love, knowing that through Christ we have been redeemed and made new. God bless you all.